80s and rising in Nashville. We expect a high of around 90 or so today. Plenty of sun throughout the day as well. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Attorneys for the man on death row in Tennessee who's scheduled to be executed in 2 weeks are asking the governor to intervene. The National Banner reports lawyers for Daryl Hines have sent a letter and a 256-page petition to Governor Bill Lee asking for clemency based on three key arguments. First, they point to the recently botched attempt to execute Tony Carruthers. Next, they say Hines has had a series of strokes recently, making him unable to stand or walk on his own. They argue executing him at this point isn't punishment, but grotesque. And finally, the attorneys say the investigation and trial that led to Hines' conviction were bungled by corrupt small-town law enforcement. They're asking Lee to give a reprieve, a pardon, or a commutation. The Metro School Board rejected applications of four charter schools for the second time. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris says finances played a major role in the decision.
The school board voted on Tuesday to deny applications for four schools: the Gates School, Music City Academy, Empowerment Academy, and Nashville School of Excellence. Limited finances was the main reason they rejected the charter schools, which are publicly funded but run privately. Other concerns were teacher-student ratio and academic performance. But the decision was not unanimous. Board member Robert Taylor voted yes for two schools. He says that families want more options.
There is a sense that parents are looking for other opportunities for their children. I would say a good portion of the parents that reached out to me were on waiting lists for magnet opportunities.
He also says that schools can still appeal to the state commission, which can override the board's rejection. So the district will still end up having to fund them. Other school board members said that charter schools take kids away from nearby traditional public schools. This means reduced course offerings and staff. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Well, to all the cool kids in Cheatham County Middle and High Schools who use zippered binders or trapper keepers to organize their schoolwork, we have some bad news. In this new school year, those types of binders are no longer allowed. The district is banning them because their interior pockets can interfere with weapons detection systems. So when going back to school shopping, families in the district should stick to standard binders and other supplies approved by their school. The first day of school in Cheatham County is next week. It's on Tuesday. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.